AP Sports, I am Steve Carney. The first round of the NCAA men's basketball tournament has concluded with all three number one seeds in action Friday advancing easily. Purdue handles Grambling 78-50 as Zach Edey puts up 30 points and 21 rebounds.
I kind of came out trying to set the tone, trying to play as hard as I can, try to send a message to the team, like, we're here, we're ready, we're good. Send a message to the country, like, we're good. That's kind of how it played out.
Meanwhile, Houston holds Longwood to just 34% from the floor for the game and just 16 first-half points. The Cougars roll the Lancers 86-46. The top overall seed advanced easily in Brooklyn, and a double-digit seed also makes it to the round of 32. This report on the day from the Barclays Center from correspondent Tom Merriam.
UConn, Northwestern, Duke, and James Madison all advanced in first-round NCAA tournament action at the Barclays Center. Defending champion Connecticut jumped out to a big early lead and routed Stetson 91-52. Donovan Klingon led the Huskies with 19 points and 8 rebounds.
We just attacked it like a regular game, just trying to go out there and beat our opponent. Obviously, we know what's on the line. You know, it's win or go home.
UConn next plays Northwestern, which knocked out another Final Four team from last year, Florida Atlantic, 77-65 in overtime. Boo Booey scored 22 for the Wildcats, who tied the game at the end of regulation.
We went into overtime. Like, everyone in the huddle was saying, like, we're winning. Like, there's no other option but winning.
Meanwhile, Duke and the Dukes will duke it out in round two Sunday as the Blue Devils shut down Vermont 62-47 and James Madison badgered Wisconsin 72-61.
James Madison wasn't the only double-digit seed to advance Friday. Correspondent Bruce Morton reports on two more that advanced in Spokane.
East Region 13th seed Yale stood up to a mammoth challenge and shocked 4th seed Auburn 78-76. Bulldogs guard August Mahoney.
It hasn't hit yet, but I'm sure when it's all said and done, I'm going to look back and be really proud. Yeah, it's just really special.
On Sunday, Yale will face 5th seed San Diego State, which blew a 12-point lead before overcoming UAB 69-65. Meanwhile, in the West region, 12th seed Grand Canyon got its first NC2A tournament win in school history, eliminating number 5 St. Mary's 75-66. That earned the Antelopes a Sunday date with 4th seed Alabama, which scored at will in a 109-96 decision over Charleston.
And 10th seeded Colorado holds off Florida 102-100 to also move to the second round. Clemson advances with a 77-56 win over New Mexico. Texas A&M used a nearly 60-point first half for a 98-83 win over Nebraska. And Utah State is into the round of 32 with an 88-72 win over TCU. Baseball investigates gambling allegations surrounding Shohei Ohtani's former interpreter. The Heat's home troubles continue, and Stuart Sink looks to prove age is just a number this weekend in golf. That and more is coming up after this. Baseball is now investigating allegations of gambling involving a former staffer of the game's biggest global star. This report from AP correspondent Dave Ferry.
Major League Baseball is formally investigating illegal gambling and theft allegations involving the interpreter for Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani. Ipe Mizuhara was fired by the team Wednesday following reports from the Los Angeles Times and ESPN about alleged ties to an illegal bookmaker and claims from Ohtani's attorneys that the two-way star had been the victim of a massive theft. The IRS confirmed Thursday that Mizuhara and bookie Matthew Boyer are under criminal investigation through the L.A. field office. Mizuhara was with the Dodgers for their games against the Padres in South Korea this week until his firing.
In the NBA, the Miami Heat's woes at home continue as the Pelicans earn a 111-88 win in South Florida. Pelicans head coach Willie Green says the catalyst was point guard C.J. McCollum, who had 30 points and 7 rebounds.
We needed C.J. scoring tonight. He was huge for us, and his decision-making was huge. Like you said, he struggled a little bit earlier, and we were just pressing.
The Celtics, without Jason Tatum, get 33 points from Jaylen Brown in a 129-102 win over the Pistons. The Thunder overcome an early 7-point deficit in Toronto, pulling away for a 123-103 win over the Raptors. The Timberwolves handle the Cavaliers 104-91. 31 points and 16 rebounds from Victor Wembanyama would not be enough for the Spurs. They fall at home 99-97 to the Grizzlies. Tyrese Halliburton has 26 points and 11 assists as Indiana outpaces the Warriors 123-111. Paul George's 31 points helped the Clippers beat the Trailblazers 125-117. And the Lakers use a 23-point 19 rebound night from Anthony Davis to beat the 76ers 101-94. In the NHL, Sebastian Aho's hat trick for Carolina would not be enough as the Capitals take a 7-6 shootout win over the Hurricanes thanks to Sonny Milano's first career hat trick of his own.
It's something pretty special for me. I don't know if I was ever going to get that, so I'm definitely pretty happy with that, and especially in a big game like this.
Meanwhile, Jamie Benn scores twice as the Stars double up the Penguins 4-2.
It's important. You know, like you said, everyone else keeps winning. You know, so it's important for us to take advantage of these home games. Keep winning hockey games.
Mikko Rantanen had 3 points, including a pair of goals for the Avalanche, who walloped Columbus 6-1. And Dylan Gunther's goal with under a minute to play in overtime gives the Coyotes a 2-1 win over the Kraken. The Kansas City Chiefs look to be moving a piece of their Super Bowl winning defense as they are reportedly working on a deal to send cornerback Legarius Sneed to the Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs would get a 3rd-round pick in the 2025 draft, and the teams would also swap 7th-round picks in the 2024 draft. And thanks to a 2nd-round 67, 50-year-old Stuart Sink is one of 5 golfers to finish his 2nd round at the Valspar Championship just outside Tampa in the lead at 6-under par. The round was suspended Friday with more than a dozen still on the course due to inclement weather. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
I'm Alistair Campbell from The Rest Is Politics.
Anish Kumar here from PodSave the UK.
And Christiana Figueres from Outrage and Optimism.
Rising inequality, conflict, climate disaster, is very hard to find reasons to be hopeful about the future.
That's why we're teaming up this September during the 80th General Assembly of the United Nations.
Along with Political Currency, Pod Save the World, The Week Junior, and more.
We'll discuss the stories that give us hope and answer the question, how does hope turn into action?
Look out for the Be Hope Takeover this September.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.